Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Marini Marasi Shayichu. We have Tzvi Marasena Miriam, the Rebbe Marasena Miriam, we serve us Marasena Miriam, and based on the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu, the Rosh Yeshiva Rav Hutnil Zatzal. Yeshnam Yamim, Shomrim Behem Halel, Avarak Bedilug, the Logo Mrim Oto. There are some days that you say Halel, but you skip. You don't say the entire Halel. And that's when the Hallel is only mitzad haminug, and not a chiyuv like on Rosh Chodesh. In order not to enter into the klal of Omer Hallel b'choyam raising mecharif u'magadif, like the Gemara says in Shabbos, 118 b, if you say Hallel every day, you're a blasphemer and a scorner. The Chazal invented this invention of dilug b'pilkei Hallel, of skipping Pirkei Hallel. Parenthetically, the lashon of half Hallel, chatzi Hallel, is lav dafka, it's a lot more than half. Point is that you skip. The Rambam, Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Gimel Lechaches, offers various ways of skipping. The mokor of the minhag of Divug of Hallel was in Bavel, like it says in the Gemara, Tainis, Rav Ikla Bavel, Rishchob, Rishchodesh, Sherma Hallel, Sober Lafsik, Amachor Shem Medalgim. Amar Shema Mina, Minag of Hussein Biyodim. So Rav came to Bovel, and he saw them saying, Hallel wanted to stop them, but he saw they were skipping, so he said, all right, great, Minag of Hussein Biyodim. So they're Minag of Hus. Vahaya Kol Zeh Chidush Be'inav. This was a Chidush in the eyes of Rav. So the shorish of this minug is in Bavel. Now we have a klal from the Chachmei Emes, shekol minagei Bavel ne'utzim hem b'me'alach shel tzipiyah li'yeshua. All the minhagim of Bavel are rooted in this mahalach of awaiting the Yeshua. Uvezeh hayta lehem adifut ma'ala al yoshvei Eretz Yisrael. דאפקה מפני היותם במחשקים, ובובל מתגלה בהם תפי מעלת הציפייה לישועה. That's the adifus. That's why we, the preference of Yoshvei Bovel and Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael. Because they were in the darkness, Chazal called Bovel the darkness, Machshakim or Shivani is Tam Bovel. So since they're sitting in the darkness of Bovel, so they have more of the tzipia, of the anticipating, of the awaiting, the Yeshua. And since Dilug HaHalel was decreed in Bavel, we have to explain how this minug relates to the Avodah of Tzipia LeYeshua. First, we have to explain the essence and the content of the Avodah of Tzipia LeYeshua. And the Ani Maimin of Bias HaMashiach, there's a Hosafa. All times it says a fact. I believe in this, I believe in that. Torah is true, Schar Voynish. In the Emun of Mashiach, there's Lashon Pula. Achak Eloi b'chol yom sheyavo. What does this teach us? Away from every day that he should come. Mochayim l'shivtucho, pa'alta Hashem mikdash Hashem konri yadecha. Chazal explain that the mikdash of Milah's mechuvin keneged mikdash el matah. Right? We have Mochon l'shivtucho pa'alta. That's the up there, and then there's Mikdash Hashem Konenu Yadecha down here. So the Medrash Tanchum, it says that the Mikdash Shel Maila is Mechuvin Keneged Mikdash Shel Mata. A person includes all of the Bria. V'gam Mikdash Shel Mata, v'gam Mikdash Shel Mala, Shnehem Chelkei HaBriyahim. They're both part of the Bria. So it must be that the Tzuras HaOdom includes both. And how is this? It's true the Beis HaMikdash Shel Matah b'Tchumei HaAdam, אבל איך אפשר לכלול בו בניין בית מקדש של מעלה? אלא שכאן הוא החידוש. בהקבלה שבין מקדש דלמטה ומקדש דלמעלה מתבטאת היא בהקבלה שבאדם בין מקדש של מטה, שיבנה בתוכו בין ציפייה לאותו מקדש. So the tzur of man is kolo both batei mikdash. So we understand how the lower base of mikdash connects to man. It's in our domain. But how does the upper base of mikdash, the base of mikdash, shel maila connect to man? So here's the chiddush. In the parallelism we have between the mikdash down here and the mikdash up there, is expressed in the parallelism in man between the mikdash shel mata that's going to be built and his awaiting, his anticipation of that mikdash. Kishem shekol nikudash ba mikdash shel mata yesh ba hakbala le mikdash de lamala kach mikdash de lamata shel kol yachid v'yachid miyisrael ken zich nisht oizboin ela be'akbala le midat ha'tzipiya shelo. Just like every nekuda in the mikdash shel mata has a parallel in the mikdash shel mala, so too the mikdash shel mata of every individual cannot be built unless he has a parallel measure of anticipating the redemption. Kol tznua v'nekuda mimikdash de lamata vernast oizgestelt. Every movement and point in the mikdash shel mata is only assessed and commensurate to the amount of the measure of anticipation for it. And there is no more binyan hamikdash than there is tzipiyah. The binyan is going to be makabil, parallel to the tzipiyah. To the extent that a person's mitzapeh li Yeshua, that very measure, it's going to be built and man's going to be saved. The tzipiyah li Yeshua is the mikdash de lamala b'secha adam atzma, in other words, the blueprint from which the mikdash shel mata is built is the tzipiyah. So that's the mikdash shel mala. The mikdash shel mala is the tzipiyah, the anticipation, and that's the blueprint for the building of the mikdash shel mata. And that's why there's the additional achakelo be'ikra Mashiach. Achakelo is haba'at atzipia, is the expression of anticipation. I'm waiting. Without anticipation, there's no mikdash. Such, the emun and bias haMashiach muchrachat lavo kishihim mitlava al yedei atzipia. Ad kan avodat tzipia liYeshua. The emun and bias haMashiach has to come when it is accompanied by anticipation. That is the avoda. Till now we've been discussing the avoda of tzipia liYeshua. Mashiach is going to come. The Beis HaMikdash is going to be built commensurate to our tzipia. Now, we'd like to talk about the Avodah of Amira Sahal. In the Gemara, we say, this is a Gemara in Maseches Elchin, Daf Yud Amud Bet, that we require two conditions for saying Hal. One, Sheikare Moed. Two, Sheasur B'melacha. It has to be called a Moed, and it has to be Asur B'melacha. No hal on Shabbos, not called a moed. No hal on Rosh Chodesh, no full halal, because it's asur b'malacha. What is the kesher between amiras ha-halal and the shem moed? Shabbos is called tchila lemikroi kodesh. It's known that it's the madrego of Shabbos is me'ein olam haba. From this we see that even Yom Tov, which Shabbos is the beginning of, the root of Yom Tov is Shabbos, the root of all Kedushas Yom Tov is Shabbos. So, Yom Tov therefore also relates to the Yom Shekulo Tov. It's also Me'ein Olam Haba. However, it's clear that there's a difference in the Me'ein Olam Haba of Shabbos and the main olam haba, the Yom Tov. So we have to explain b'diktuk mahen ha-bchinot ha-mitchalfot ha-elu. difference between the main olam haba of Shabbos and of Yom Tov. And the tkufa of Losid Lavo, ne'amra avtacha b'Torah, al milat orlat halev. There is going to be a circumcision of the orlas halev, of the uncircumcised heart. Mevoar b'Ramban ve'od, shehu ma shenekra zman siluk u'bitul b'chira. On the period of the future, there's a haftacha that the heart is going to be circumcised, which according to the Ramban, Dvarim 36, is referring to the time that there is going to be a removal of Bechire. And we have to know that the Koyach HaBechira Shel Hayom Banui Al Shnei Yesodot. Number one, Orlas HaLev. Sheyesh Atima LaLev Hanotein Makom LeAdam Lehimashech Achar Hara V'sheino Nimshach Achar HaTov MiTivo. The Koyach of Bechira is predicated on two principles. Number one, that there is a sealing off of the heart in Orlas HaLev, which enables man to go after the evil, and he doesn't go after the good by his very nature. And number two, HaBchira Bnuya Al Matzav Shel Tzadik V'ralo Rasha V'tovlo. Klomar Efsharut Shel Ta'ut. שאילו לא היה קיים רק היסוד של אורלת הלב לבד, ובאותו הזמן היה נוהג מצב של צדיק וטוב לו ורשע ורע לו, היה מתמעט מאוד שטח בחירתו של אדם, ואפשרות המשכתו אחרי הרע, כאשר היה רואה מיד באופן מוחשי לנגד עיניו תגמול טוב לצדיק ועונש לרשע. בחירה is built on the matzav of tzadik v'ralo and rasha v'tovlo. There is a possibility of making a mistake. If there was only the yisod of orlas halev, and there would be a matzav where the tzadik would be tovlo and a rasha would be ralo, we wouldn't have very much bechira, because we would see that you get it if you're a rasha. So therefore, we have a tzadik v'ralo and rasha v'tovlo. And this gives the opportunity for making a mistake. You say, oh, it's not fair. מעתה, כשמדברים על סילוק הבחירה וביטולה, הכוונה היא לביטול שני היסודות הללו. We talk about סילוק הבחירה. We talk about ביטול הבחירה. It's talking about the nullification of these two יסודות. ובזה מתחלקות הן בחינות שבת ויום טוב בעניין זה הביטול. ששבת היא מעין עולם הבא לגמרי. מתבטלת בה כל הנזכר במצב הבחירה לכל סעיפיה. שביתה גמורה כאילו כל מלאכתך עשויה. ואילו יום טוב שנקרא מועד הוא כאין פגישה בין היי אלמה לעולם של העתיד לבוא. So here you have the Hischalkus between the distinction between the Bechin of Shabbos and Yom Tov with regard to this bittel of these two Yesodos of that allow for Bechira, the Orlas HaLev, and the seeming lack of justice. Rasha v'tov lo tzadik v'ralo. Shabbos is complete me'ein olam haba, and there's no Bechira left. Kilu kol melachtecha asuya. Yom Tov is called a moed. It is like a meeting place between this world and the next world. Moed is also of begisha, of meeting. Sharei ha-me'oraot shel Yom Tov iru be'olam hazeh me'ein ha-hanaga shel le'atid lavo lefi. She Yom Tov uzman yeshuatam shel Yisrael. Kamo she'ye le'atid lavo. Uvehetem lazeh mitbatel bo ha-se'if shel irbuv ha-musagim. של צדיק ורע לו, רשע וטוב לו. אבל עדיין לא הגיע לביטול הגמור של עורלת הלב כמו בשבת. ואין ביום טוב שביתה גמורה של מלאכה והשתדלות כמו בשבת, כדי חזין המייתר מלאכת אוכל נפש ביום טוב. Moed is a pekish, is a meeting, because these events of Yom Tov happen in this world, and there are me'ena and hug of the next world. It's like it's going to be in the next world, these miraculous events. Because Yom Tov is the time of the salvation of Jewish people, like it's going to be in the future. And therefore there is a nullification of this mixture of terms, of things that got mixed up, whereas Tzadik V'Ra'lo and Rasha V'Tovlo. But there's still Orlas HaLev. That's why Yom Tov, there's still Malacha, it's not Shvisa Gemur. Shabbos is main Olam Haba. The Yisod of Shabbos is that there's complete Bittul of Bechiro, that there's no more Orlas HaLev, and there's complete justice. Yom Tov, we remain with the Orlas HaLev. That's why Ochel Nefesh is still permitted. It's still Olam Hazadik. But there's also the element of Nomer Erbuv Musagam, of Tzadik V'Ra'lo Rasha V'Tovlo. Please God, in the next year, we will expand upon this. And I thank you so much for listening. B'li Neder, we shall continue. Shalom, shalom.